You said you became mayor. Well, how did you become mayor? What led to that?
I was asked to be mayor while I still had the shop, but I always insisted that tradition said that it was a male, and I always said no ladies for mayor. And my little group, we were responsible for choosing the mayor. We had nominations put to us, but we wanted to stick to tradition, and we wanted a man for the mayor. And then I suppose we mellowed a bit, and Pat Hurley Allen came one day and said, "Well, what about Pat Hurley, the landlady of One Eye Jack's, as the mayor? Nice lady." As I say, we mellowed a bit by then. Yeah, go ahead. So she set the precedent for a female mayor. And then the year after I retired, Alan rang and he said, "Well, what do you think about it this year? Don't you think it would be the icing on the cake? Finish your career?" I said, "Yeah." I felt quite honoured at that point.
So what was one of your most memorable experiences as mayor?
As mayor, well, gosh, I think the actual mayor-making day when I went from the Conservative Club, Greyfriars, to King's Square, and I had to go in a lifeboat. And when I saw the lifeboat so high up, and I thought, I'm never going to climb into that. You know, I think I was 78 at the time. You know, it was a bit of something to ask me to do. But with a lot of pushing and shoving, and my family came down from Yorkshire and from Manchester, which was nice. And we had a lovely family day as well. So I think that was the highlight. But then there were other times when I opened things and welcomed they had a new minister at the United Reformed Church, and I went along and welcomed him. And they had the opening of the Parry Hall Gardens, and that was nice. I went along there. Yeah, I just enjoyed the year.